commemorations are coming against a backdrop of deteriorating economic and development situation within the country, being manifested through continued deindustrialization and loss of employment of those few workers that were still employed within the formal sector. For example, in Bulawayo, we're hearing that they've lost close to about 20,000 jobs within the last few months, and about 85 companies have actually closed down completely. So all these factors don't augur well for the lot of our workers, and the formal economy continues to shrink whilst the non-formal economy has been increasing. So it's not a good picture. Look at the income that they are receiving. I think they are way, way below what an average family or an average person would require to subsist on a monthly basis. And also the lack of unity among the worker bodies themselves, I think it also exacerbates the situation. We have witnessed a number of splinter unions that have come on board. That's also a disadvantage to the workers.